Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right. Welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by my recurring guest, the love of my life, Brenna LaRocque, who is just got back from work.
In work mode. Had a coffee an hour and a half before this, and I'm jacked. I was like itching to leave. I was just like, oh, I gotta do something. I'm so
it
hyper.
It is funny when you have...
This is the most hyper I've been in a few weeks.
Well, the older you get, the later you drink a coffee, it's like taking... Like, it's like doing cocaine. You're like, okay, well, I'm in it. It's past three. I'm taking in caffeine. Who knows where I'm going to end up? Probably nowhere that crazy. But
yeah, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah. We both finally recovered from COVID.
I'm still getting night sweats and like some like phlegm. The night sweats are real. I woke up and my back was slick last night. It was
a little slimy back there.
It was wet.
Yeah, well, don't get me going. We have a king bed and we say our good nights and we kind of cuddle and then we go, I don't know, we go to the farthest lengths to not sleep next to each other. So I would have no idea how wet it was over there.
Yeah, you were so far away last night. Like, we really were on each side of the bed and I couldn't even touch you when I like reached out and I was like, babe, you're so far away.
It's kind of nice though, because it makes us work for it when we do want to have sex. We're like, I call you.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you want to meet like 30 feet to your right?
You call me.
No,
I call you.
Yeah, that's true.
I roll on over.
You do initiate more than me. Yesterday you initiated and it became a battlefield.
Andrew was fighting for his life. You were a soldier.
I mean, that's the closest I'll get to war.
Good thing we laid down a towel.
I mean, it's like I had sex with a guy that lost a leg. I mean, and they're like,
that's dramatic. The problem with you is if you see any blood, you're like, that's a lot of blood.
Okay, let's rewind here because, okay, what we're talking about is period sex, if you don't know.
I don't think that they needed us to clarify that.
Maybe. They might have thought I just went and flew over to Ukraine and had sex.
Maybe you were just pounding me so hard that I just started bleeding.
Oh, my gosh. I wish. One day. You if I have. Keep working out. So you're on day, we could talk about. So period sex, I think every relationship stumbles upon this where... It's a week. I get it. It sucks being a woman. It sucks having to deal with your period. I'm sure you get horny because it's like it's almost off limits to have sex, even though it shouldn't be.
No, there's like increased blood flow. Like it like legit makes us more horny.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like biologically, blood flow to your brain that makes you more.
To your
hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hoo-ha. you're on day, I think, two or three.
I don't know.
Would you say you were in the heavy state? Heavy-ish?
Probably.
Brenna does this thing where she goes, no, it's over.
But my period lasts 4 to 5 days. So like by day three, I'm like basically out of the woods.
So we start hooking up. She tells me how horny she is.
We're not going to have day one sex.
Okay, that's nice. It's nice to know that. Mm-hmm. But day three, less soldiers died than day one. Of Normandy, right? The third day, people are still dying. But you're horned up. You know, I'm horned up too. It's been about a week for me too of having sex. We had COVID. We didn't have sex at all because we would have died. So we start, you got to go and you got to pull the goalie, not the goalie, whatever's in. Yeah, I guess that's the goalie.
Yeah. the goalie out of the net.
Yeah, you pull the old net. And then you come back and you're like, we're good to go. You brought a towel.
The net off the field.
You brought a towel. And we were good. We were getting after it.
Yeah.
And then we paused for a second to switch position. And then you said something to me that I'll never forget. You said, "Don't look down." Oh, I go, oh no, I'm sorry. I fucked that up. I go, I have to pee. I got to pee. I know, I got to pee. And you go, "Don't look down." I go, "Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever peed without looking down." But
really? You could have fooled me.
Don't let the stage fool you. I'm looking down. That's how sad it is. So I look down, and I'll tell you what, it looked like a Dexter crime scene. And
that is so dramatic. So dramatic.
This is the thing. I think if we were having sex, right, and I'm bleeding out my penis, and you look down and you had any blood on your vagina, I would apologize and say, "You know what? You have every right to go, this could be kind of a lot. You know, I know my dad's a doctor. I didn't get into the profesh probably because I'm afraid of blood. So going into it, I already have some fears of blood phobia, whatever that's called." So anyhow, then I look over and that's when I saw the amputee. And then I went to the bathroom and I go, you got it.
Keep going.
That's pretty much it. I love
talk about this horrifying experience.
First of all, obviously I love making love to you. I'll fight through any battlefield to do it. But I also was like, "Hey, you know what? I want you to do your thing and finish. I think I might be getting in the way right now because I'm a weak soldier." And so.
So we killed you off.
I died.
I won the war.
You won. I lost the battle. And then you finished her off. And I think we were all happy. It was a great day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so energized today.
Is it so bad, though, to start with your lady and then let's say something happens in between and you go, "You know what? I got you. I'm right. I'm just 10 feet away. You got this. I'm all for it." You finish.
Don't make a habit
finish
of it. Andrew. Might as well be your signature on your text, you know? Like when you send a text to girls, you're like, "We'll stop fucking you halfway through. You're on your own. Yo-yo."
Yo-yo or YOLO?
You're on your own, Colin. Yo-yo, Colin.
Okay, okay, you know what? I'll take it. You can be dramatic about me that I leave you alone, too.
One thing about me is I see it through.
Oh, yeah. Because if not, boy, who knows what's going to happen the rest of the day.
No, for you.
Oh. Yeah, but I've been better lately. Since post-Zoloft, I'm a new man.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Okay, this is enough.
You're like, "You know what? Maybe you should still do 25% in a pill."
Yeah, can you actually keep taking those Romans, though?
Hey!
I'm kidding.
How dare you? I got blood flow.
I miss the surprise Romans.
I know. They're not around anymore. They're in there. They're in the drawer, but
you're
I don't
like a,
carry
like a
one.
Leprechaun. You just leave your little gold coins everywhere.
Maybe because I had to stay hard longer because I knew I wasn't going to have an orgasm is why I had them around.
Yeah.
And I had no sensitivity down there. I don't know what it did. It just made my penis numb.
That sucks.
It really did. Anyhow, that was fun, though. We had a great day yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We got our cars fixed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got vandalized. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
So on Saturday, well, Andrew and I got into an argument on Friday morning when he left. Like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then we left it like fighting. So we had,
sucks. I hate going away.
I know. I texted him. We were texting Friday morning and then we stopped texting each other. And then we just didn't talk for the rest of the night. And then I was
which
like,
we never do.
Yeah. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends and I was like, "I'm not going to talk to him this whole weekend." Like, that's what, you know, he'll hear the silence. And then Saturday morning, I walk out to the car garage and the first car you see is Andrew's car. And I go, Andrew's car got broken into. That sucks.
Wait, what the fuck?
And then
we're back fighting.
And then I look.
You smiled when you saw that my car was vandalized.
No, I didn't smile.
Are you in on this?
But there was a part of me that was like, karma.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I know.
And you drive that car more than I do.
I was like, damn, my backup car is fucked up.
This is your first car. Your backup car is my first car now.
And so,
and it doesn't even have brakes. I almost died today.
So then I like look to the left and the car next to him is broken into too. And I was like, damn, this is a bad day for him. Like, you know, that there's no way that they got more than like one or two cars. And then I start looking around and there's just glass everywhere. And I walk around the corner to my car, same thing, window on the ground.
Oh, how did your karma feel then?
There was like unpaid tickets and a Hot Cheetos bag in the car seat. I really had to like stare myself in the face. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, damn.
We both had like, so many parking tickets. Like, whoever broke into our car was like, okay, look.
They need this more than I do.
They're trying to put the glass back together. They feel so bad for us.
And then there's like a crusty like coffee mug on the ground.
They're like, we'll steal the car, but we'll probably have a boot by the end of the day from these unpaid parking tickets. Yeah. So you think your gas is siphoned.
My gas tank's open.
So you see.
So then I'm like, oh, I have no choice. I have to call Andrew. Like, wait, I can't just like not tell him. So I call Andrew and... Well, I call him like five times.
Yeah, you fire call me. I'm like, God, man, she can't live without me.
I know. And I was like, I better text him and tell him to call me because it's important, not because I'm being like crazy. And so.
Which is close. Dude, the same thing.
Okay. So then.
So you call me.
So I call you and Andrew picks up. Hello.
What's up? What do you want to talk? Yeah. So you finally want to talk?
Yeah. So hello. I was like, oh, Mr. Mature over here. Hey, asshole, your car got broken into. Andrew goes, are my clubs still there? That was the first thing he asked me. Not, are you all right? Did your car get broken into? What happened? Are my clubs still there?
That's not completely true.
It is 100% true.
I let you
talk.
And I go,
no, that's how you know they're fucking idiots because they didn't take your golf clubs.
I can't believe they didn't. And then you thought they took your gas. You still think they took your gas. They were there for 3 minutes. Brenna thinks they siphoned their that a burglar came in, broke the window, and then took the time to steal her gas.
Well, my gas thingy was open.
That's true. And you had no gas in the car.
Yeah.
Which is a move because you're afraid of going to the gas station.
Yeah, I think I was kind of low.
So Brenna, this is why I think you're in on it, is because Brenna, yesterday I fill up my car, which is now her number one car. Then I filled up her number two car, which was her old car, which is now my car. So I just lost about $150 in gas
and
about $500 in glass repair.
No, we have.
And you're making love to the glass guy. Travis.
Oh my God, Travis and I really
don't
hit
it off.
Don't
say it like that.
I have not gotten along with a guy that well since I met you. Like, I normally just like don't drive. I'm just like, God, don't talk to me. Like, but he just had a great personality.
Okay. And he's good with his hands. He knows how to feel around glass.
He smells like gasoline.
Oh, that's hot, actually.
Like when I gave him, when he arrived to fix our cars, I gave him our keys and I came up and I was like, I smell like Travis.
And then, something you should keep to yourself.
Sorry. Sorry. But
he
really,
definitely would fuck you on day two. That period. He wouldn't care at all.
Travis,
he put gas on it.
Travis has got a 98 truck. He for sure fucks when on day one.
Hell yeah. He causes day one with that fucking hammer. So how old was Travis in person, by the way?
Probably, I bet you he was like 30 or 20, 30. Maybe
wow,
like,
I thought he was going to be an old man.
No, he
not
was.
Not old, but was he attractive?
He was like, I could see how like a country girl could like him.
Gotcha.
He was kind of like a smaller white guy. Sometimes smaller white guys have the biggest dicks, though.
Okay.
Or so I'm told.
This is, what is this conversation turning into?
I don't know.
Should I say sometimes the smallest women have the tightest pussies? Would you want to hear that?
I'm small, so yeah, go ahead and say it.
That's a good point. But not if fucking I had some girl named Davis show up and try to fix my fucking golf clubs.
It's all in good fun.
Is it?
In on it. I just wanted to meet Travis.
So, but before that, so the windows are broken out. Brenna doesn't know what to do. Shows you where we were with the argument. It makes it sound like I was the complete asshole. She went and crawled through the glass to get the clubs from me. Because she knows that she was partly wrong, too.
Andrew's, dude, I never said that.
You said you.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
So Andrew's car, when his driver's side window was broken, and his shattered in a million pieces, and there was glass all on the seat, glass still in like on the outer edges of the window, and his car has some weird safety feature, so when I tried to unlock the door from the inside, like reach around, the alarm went off.
Toyota.
I couldn't unlock it to like just get in the car, so I had to crawl through the broken glass. I was in a jumpsuit. I had him on FaceTime like looking at me from the driver's seat, and I looked down at him and I go, we're not in a fight anymore after this, do you understand? As I'm like finagling his clubs either. Yeah. Finagling his clubs out from the back seat through the driver's side.
Then you just drop them.
And then I drop them because how was I possibly supposed to like not?
No,
and Andrew goes, hey, be careful.
They're $4,000. Actually, I don't know. They're probably about $4,000.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't take the golf clubs.
They're so stupid. But I bet you it's because the same problem. Your alarm went off the first time I tried to get in there. So I bet you they just couldn't.
Also, I don't know how much room they had in the cars that they were actually driving, where they're like, I'm sure they did the math and they're like, whatever. This isn't the first time they've done this. So then we're like, hey, should we, you know, get the insurance company involved, do a claim? Because we're looking at about $480 per a window. And neither one of us have insurance. I pay like $200 for insurance a month.
Yeah, I think I pay like 170 or 160.
We don't have what's it called, comprehensive insurance, where if someone does something to you or if your window or whatever, I don't know. I found out that the window, if you get it cracked out, they won't fucking cover it, which blows my mind because that's probably 90% of what they actually have to pay ever.
Yeah.
And I said, it's like for them not to cover the window, it's like when you have health insurance and it doesn't cover the teeth, your window is the teeth.
It's a separate. Do you know dental insurance?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there's probably comprehensive insurance is essentially window insurance. So anyhow.
Which isn't that funny because dental, like if you have to pay separate for dental, like you can get like actual cancers and from like having poor dental health. So like why isn't it a part of your health insurance?
It's just another thing for
because
them to get you.
It's a different type of doctor.
They'll say it's
just
a dentist,
therapy.
It's not a doctor. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. And we never use it except for one time when our fucking window gets popped out. And so they want $480, and then someone, I put up a post on Instagram and someone that probably listens to the podcast wrote me and said, hey, you got to use Travis. He's short with a huge cock and smells like gasoline. And I go, all right, I'll set Brenna.
And his rates are great.
and his rates are good too. For every dollar he saves you, that's 1 inch of cock. So $280. He saved us $200. I mean, that was huge. Like, or whatever, $200 per car.
Yeah.
So thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Travis. Above and Beyond Glass Company in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. So then we got our windows fixed yesterday. It took, he got it done way faster than the other company.
He took my call on a Saturday when he wasn't on the clock, got our stuff ordered.
Yeah, you
got to
use this guy.
And was there on Monday morning. Like, great guy. Got it done quick.
See, that's fucking service, dude. Mm-hmm. Fucking these fuckers from Progressive, they make you fill out a claim. You never talk to a fucking human. If you talk to a human, they'd probably go, hey, you probably would rather use the online because we'll charge you an extra $20 to talk to us in person. These fucking big companies are so not personal and don't give a fuck about you because they have $1 billion and they're going to have another fucker pay that $480. They don't give a shit about the person. They're not like Travis. Eventually, companies become the fucking devil. And they don't do shit for you. And we pay them all the time. So if you want to use Progressive, tell them I'm going to keep paying it because I don't want to do the paperwork to switch up to Geico.
Oh, my God. It's so easy. I did it recently.
Maybe I'll do it.
I'll help you.
Anyhow, that's my tirade on insurance companies. It just really fucking tickles my pickle.
So what else happened this weekend?
Well, two nights ago. Oh, okay, wait, what was it? Sunday night?
No. So we're on to. So we got through Saturday. Sunday, you came home.
That's when. Yeah, Sunday we came home. We actually. There's nothing better than if you're a couple in a fight for their like some kind of like. Something outside of the fight to happen. It's a godsend.
My coworker today, she was like, "Are you and Andrew still fighting?" And I was like, "No, I was going to, but then I had to call him." She's like, "That's the worst.
The worst. I looked at it as the best.
I loved it. I was like, great. I have an excuse to call him without giving
your
in.
Your girlfriend suck. Oh my God.
It's just a girl thing. Stop.
You want to keep a fight going?
No, I was secretly happy because it was like I had a way to like talk to you that wasn't about the actual problem. Yes. That like it like brought us back together and like onto the same page. Because then it's something like that where you when we're like you're out of town and you're like, well, I can either call when I get to the hotel where I'm traveling right now, or can you call this person? And I was like, I got it, babe. I'll do it. Just like it reminds you that you're like back up, that you are on the same page and you are coming from the same. From the same place, like we both, it's just love, and like it's yes. Just, and then, so
and it's
then,
not that big of a deal where it's so bad. Like, yeah,
and
what
then
you
it
want,
just
yeah.
made it like so much easier for me to like talk to you later that day on the phone and be like, I'm sorry.
So if you're in a fight with your, call up some teenagers to vandalize your car and for Big Dick Travis to come over, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
Within a half a day. No, you want something that brings you together as a couple, but isn't too bad. Like we didn't want like a relative to die so we could get over our little fight.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Maybe. But, that being said, so that was Sunday. I came back. We definitely like hashed it out. Everything is fucking golden. I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then came home, and then Sunday night. So you actually had a hell of a weekend. You went to Girls Gotta Eat show on Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I went to the Girls Gotta Eat show at the pageant.
Got there late.
With
they
my
called
friends.
You out from stage.
And I wasn't there.
I hooked you up with Ashley after we did the podcast. She loves you.
Yeah.
She was going to have you backstage, maybe on stage. This was the best. I get a message from Ashley.
When we were still not
talking.
When
we were still fighting. And she's like, I'm going to bring Brenna on stage and FaceTime you. And I was like.
You didn't even tell me? You should have told me. I would have been there on time. You dumbass. Oh my God. You knew?
Well, I thought it would be so funny if that was the first time we talked.
You are too much. Oh my God.
The first time we talk is in front of 1,500 people. And I'm like, really? You're calling me now? It would have been so funny. So anyways, you went to that. That was a good time, right?
Yeah, so I went with my friend Jess. Jess is a great time. She was like the perfect person to bring there. Like Girls Gotta Eat, just like that like age range, I feel like, where it's just like, I don't know. Like we're not trying... It was just perfect. She was a perfect person to bring. And I just feel like she could relate to them. And so we had a really fun time.
Then Saturday, you were,
you're fine. And then Saturday, I
Tim
went.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, with some, all the girls from work, we went to the Tim McGraw concert, which was so, so much fun. Tim McGraw has great arms. I just couldn't stop looking at his arms.
He's very into fitness, Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Well, you know, his dad died around, probably younger than he was, from brain cancer. And I think when that happens, it's like a wake-up call when you get that age. You either A, just lean into smoking cigarettes and drinking Jim Beam and killing yourself, or you go hard the other way. He went hard the other way. Also, he's losing his hair. He always has a hat on. I love these country stars. Kenny Chesney too, always a hat, and no one cares. They care if you're bald, but if you're wearing a hat and you look ripped in a vest, you don't even think, you didn't even think that Tim McGraw was bald, did you?
I mean, I didn't care.
I'm not saying I think bald guys should be fucking. I'm receding.
Bald guys are fucking.
But I'm saying though, if
because they're making up for it in another place.
Okay,
places.
Fine. Tomorrow I'm just gonna start wearing a cowboy hat to bed.
Well, you texted me today and asked me what to do at the barbers, and I said go bald.
No way, I'm not there yet.
I actually
have pretty good hair.
No, you got good hair.
I bought boots today.
We're talking about the weekend. So I went to Tim McGraw. Andrew comes home on Sunday. We pick up our cars. I didn't do it all weekend. I just was like, I just need help.
You need a man's help.
I just needed your help. Yeah.
And within a minute, I was down there cleaning glass.
He said, let's go.
Because I'm smelling like gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah, 87.
So then.
Yeah. And then it was a big night. It was the premiere of Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser, which is a question mark. It's on E. I guess it's pretty much my TV debut. I was on Real World for about 15 seconds in 1999. The girl asked how old I was. I said 19. I go, how old are you? It's a pretty big moment. Honestly, I think I got more text and phone calls from that 5 seconds of fame than I did the other night. But whatever. Besides the point, still waiting on some texts from friends and family. Thanks a lot, guys, though. Thanks for the support. I don't even know if you saw the show or even care. But yeah, so it's a lot of things when I'm like doing stuff with Nikki where it's like, I don't really have the pressure. My name's not in the fucking show. I don't feel that kind of like, I hope I deliver, like not to a point of like where I'm very nervous. You know what I mean? So that being said, we go to Westport Social. There is a premiere party. It's on like a 50-foot screen.
Mm-hmm.
We went with Ari and his wife, Leslie. It's fun. Another couple. We never really hang out with couples that much. I think we've gone on like maybe two different couple dates.
Well, we go with like when Nicole and Eric.
Yeah.
And my
so
sister.
Three. So
and
three.
Brother-in-law. And then that one time with that other couple. I can't remember their names.
Graham
and.
Bessinger and his girlfriend who's the doctor.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So then we go and the show is like counting down from like 45 minutes, which is too long of a countdown. And we're playing basketball. We're having a great time. We got meatball sliders. We got
Meatball sliders, chicken wings, pizza. Oh. What was the other app we got? French fries.
One more thing, I thought. No?
I don't know. And then I had.
Yes, we had drinks. Pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites. Oh. And then I had tequila drinks. Oh, my God. I was living my best life.
Yeah, we didn't
life.
Even care the show was on, to
yeah.
be honest.
I was there for, well.
I loved having you there. Like, these are the time where I really do appreciate, like, having you in my life to, mm-hmm. like, whether it was going to go bad or good or indifferent, I knew at the end of the day you would still hate me.
Yeah.
You know,
can always have me to count on. I'm consistent.
You're consistent. Yeah. No, it is. It's amazing. I was so happy to have you there and to share things with you like that.
That's
it's,
sweet
it means
to say.
A lot because usually it's just me sharing it with a wall alone, being like, is that good? I don't even know. You know, whatever. Back to bed.
It means a lot. You want to share it with me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So we're watching it. I thought I had some funny moments. I didn't think I got that many laugh lines. When I watched back, like there's this clip that I just put on Instagram. I was like, oh, okay. Actually, I felt like I looked a little like my tongue was out of my mouth a lot, which I guess I do. I have resting tongue out of the face mouth. Resting tongue out of the mouth face. I felt like I seemed a little slow at times.
They did kind of edit you in a way where you were just like, yeah like just like
made me seem
out.
Really chill.
Yeah, hanging out and chill. I don't think they made you like look stupid.
No, that was me. I don't know if they purposely are making me out to be like just a weirdo funny friend that lives with her, you know, as a 41 year old man. It's a weird sentence to say. I don't live there anymore.
I think, well, that's the truth.
Yeah, what's the truth? And I am kind of weird, and I am kind of like the strange friend a little bit that like beats to his own drum, but
look where it's gotten you.
I know.
People love you.
Thanks.
Yeah. That doesn't make you weird. It makes you unique.
Yeah. I mean, there were some funny scenes. The robe. I wish I was doing more activities. Like anytime there was like something to actually do, It was. So I think the show's good. I don't know how much it's going to move the needle, any of that stuff. I didn't expect my life to change overnight. I don't think that happens really more with reality TV unless it's like on Netflix and you have fake tits and you're drinking fucking tequila and you're stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the recipe. I think the idea of the Osbournes of just like a family, like kind of just being kind of weird and and different, you know. We'll see what happens. There's been a lot of positive feedback.
Mm-hmm. I think it was great.
Yeah.
I liked it? I loved it. I thought Nikki was funny. Her parents were funny.
Oh, they're great.
They had some great lines. I loved to watch, like, you and Nikki together, like, just chilling in your apartment. Like, I also felt like that's when I didn't live here. And so it's, like, funny to just see the things that you are texting me that you guys are doing, like painting Nikki's bedroom walls, and like actually see it. And I just think you guys are so silly. And then, like, I don't know. And I think, like, that was the first two episodes, right? So they're, like you said, like, they're introducing characters. And I think, like, based on how many what are they like
episode?
No, based on how many, like, times that they sat you down and just, like, did your interviews and questions.
Yeah,
I think that you'll have your own little, you'll be in there, you know. I think,
yeah, no, I think, like, anytime you get to talk to camera more, they kind of understand you more as a person.
Yeah.
As opposed to just some scenes where you say, like, two quick lines.
Yeah. And I know, like, it's just so funny.
It's a weird thing to be on national TV now, especially when cable has never been at its lowest. Like, it's so funny to think if this same show got the same time slot 10 years ago, my life would be completely different. Like, the next day. It would be gigantic.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting, like, nowadays to have that, you know, mm-hmm. and, like, the idea of TV and, like, what does that actually mean to, like, a younger generation or any generation? Like, but it's funny, like, you know, if I go back to my hometown now, I'm on television, they will be like, they'll be in a little bit more of air, like, oh, he made it, you know, he actually is doing it. Meanwhile, I've been busting my ass for 10 years, and the idea that I made it is just me holding up a sex toy and guessing what it is. It's like, man.
Well, really, it's just like an addition to, like, what you're already doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of the puzzle, but it's something new and exciting, and it shows you in a different light. So it's, like, it's really fun to see.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's...
Or even shines light on, like, who you already are. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, further, it just, like, outlines who you are as a person, and, like, that your online persona really is who you are. And, like, that's what people love you online. And so it's just like, oh yeah, like, actually love you for who you are.
That's the one thing about me, especially the older I get, it's like, I'm exactly what, when you meet me, honestly, when you meet me, I'm probably even nicer than you'd expect that I would be. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I'm not maybe as weird as my online persona. Maybe I'm even a little bit more normal.
That's not by my experience.
That's true. I did go to war a couple yesterday.
You're a man of...
I honestly do wish, though, that, like, if they do get a second season, you know, Brenna, however, like, you're introduced to her... She didn't have a public Instagram account until literally like 2 weeks ago. She, whatever you want to say about her, like the idea that she wants to get famous or popular through dating me is hilarious. And she didn't even want to, she had more opportunities to be on the reality show and chose not to be at the time. But boy, do I wish it got more of our dynamic in the second season or, you know, going forward, because I do think we have an absurd little life that we're creating between Mango, our cars getting broken into, Travis. No, but I think we have a lot of, like, and we're very honest people.
Yeah.
Even our arguments are, I think, to outside people, like, the more I think about them and we step away. Every time I step away from an argument we have 3 days later, I'm like, what? Like, it's the funniest thing ever. Like, what we fight over. It's really... amazing. Anyhow,
we've literally fought over me loving you too much.
Yeah, stop it.
One time we fought and you were like, you just, like, don't need to say it, like, I love you as much as you do.
That one fight, that was hilarious.
I was heartbroken,
but I didn't My, you gotta understand something. My intentions are never mean on purpose. Yeah, you're just, so that's why when like you respond, okay, like, how could you say that? I was just trying to say the right thing.
Yeah.
And it came out in Andrew mouth, which is tongue out. And dumb.
I didn't stop saying I love you too much. I still say it, but you just say it back a lot more now. Wow, I sound really bad on. No, this just makes me look like
that. You love me too much? No. Oh, no, what? Like,
you don't love me as much as I love you.
I mean, I'll get there.
Yeah.
No, I do. I love you dearly. I just like. I just don't know when someone's. It's like I said. I compared it to when you sneeze, and someone sneezes. Do you keep saying God bless you? You know what I mean? So
what's the limit? Do you say bless you twice in a row?
I'll give you two. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a multi-sneezer, mm-hmm, I'll give you about 15 sneezes. And then at the very end, when I think it's really over, I'll go, don't ever do that again. And God bless you.
I like that.
It is funny to think God bless you because your heart, I've been told that your heart stops when you sneeze, which is very scary.
It's very scary.
Very scary.
Thank God for Zyrtec. Amen.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, I think that's why I said it at the time, because you said it like 15 times. And I just didn't know, because it's like if you keep saying God bless you and I keep sneezing, do I keep saying thank you? But
yeah,
mind
in between
you,
your sneezes.
These are thoughts.
Thank you. Sneeze. Achoo. Thank you. Sneeze. Achoo. With your heart stopping and you're talking and you might bite your tongue.
Yes. But so, that was my point.
So two beyond just be quiet. Beyond two.
Yes. And also, you don't have to make that. You don't have to try to be a comedian all the time and make an analogy to comparing our love to a booger sneeze. You know what I mean? That being said, you want to get to some stories?
Sure. Can I read one?
Yeah, of course. Right here. Oh, wait. Okay.
This is for you.
No.
Yeah. It says, hey, Andrew.
Yeah. That's...
I'm the guest.
The Puddles Podcast at gmail.com. Send in stories. To thepuddlespodcast@gmail.com. Please send in stories, any story, embarrassing preferably. All right. Really excited Puddles is back in full swing. We got this one March 27th, so it's been a while since I got this one. So you can read it.
Okay. Hey, Andrew, really excited Puddles back is back in full swing. Brenna has been a great addition to the pod. The dynamic between you two is adorable and fun, minus you both wanting rescue dogs to die.
Man, that was
fair. So I have
adopted a cat. Thank you.
Yeah.
We adopted. We adopted.
So I have an embarrassing first date story and have been waiting for the perfect outlet to share it. So a few years back, I had just gone through a pretty rough breakup. About a month after the final split, I decided to jump back on the apps and give the LA dating scene another reluctant try. I matched with a handsome hipster ceramics high school teacher.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Just my type. Chef's kiss. We talked for a couple weeks before he asked me on a date. He seemed down to earth, sweet, and inquisitive, so I accepted. We set up a date to meet in Venice on a Saturday night. Really excited, I put the works into getting ready. Hair, makeup, cute outfit, full body shave, including the butthole, and matching lingerie set, because mama might be getting lucky tonight. The date was off to a great start from the jump. We both share a passion for art, which we spent hours talking about. Three giant margaritas later, we decide to close out and share a joint in the alley before moving on to the next bar. We pass by a convent store and he asks if we can pop in to grab some water. The line is long and taking forever since everyone is wasted and rambunctious. Just as we finally reach the cashier, he appears to get a text on his phone and runs outside with no explanation, leaving me to pay for his water. Confused, I pay the cashier and make my way outside. During the time we were in the store, apparently a homeless person had passed out and cracked their head open. A surfer dude was letting everyone know to step back from the profusely bleeding bum and that help was on the way. A huge circle of drunk bar hoppers were crowded around him, making it almost impossible to leave the store. I pushed my way through the crowd to search for my date. He was nowhere to be found. Confused and hurt by him literally sprinting away from our date, I decided to call an Uber after looking and calling him for 20 minutes. Right as I am about to order my Uber, I get a call from his phone. I pick up and it's a girl asking who I am. I panic thinking it's his girlfriend and hang up. Building up the courage to address this lying cheater's girlfriend, I call back. She picks up and again asks who I am. I tell her I was on a date with, let's call him Sam, because that's his name. Bracing myself for her telling me they had been married for 5 years and have 3 kids together, she informs me that she picked up the phone of an unconscious man bleeding out of his head on the street. That's when it hit me. There's no bleeding bum. That's my date. Oh my God, what did he look like? I fight my way to the center of the crowd to find him sprawled out on the middle of the street, surrounded by a pool of his own blood. At that exact moment, 2 fire trucks and 1 ambulance showed up to the scene. The medic yells into the crowd, "Does anyone know this man?" I raise my hand and the 100-plus bystanders all look over at me. I then get hit with over a dozen questions about this man that I barely even know for an audience that had all fallen silent, listening to my every word. They pack my date up in the ambulance and tell me to meet them at the hospital. I grab an Uber to the ER. Damn, they didn't even let her get in the back. And let the staff at the front desk know I'm there to see Sam. Last name, she asks. I tell her I have no idea. She gives me an odd look and asks me to sit down. 1 hour passes, then 2, and after 3 hours, I start to wonder if I should even be there. Finally, I am called back into the back where Sam is laid up in a gurney, his entire bloody head wrapped up in bandages. He proceeds to laugh and tell me he doesn't normally smoke or drink but wanted to look cool for me. Feeling bad for sweet little Sam, I then glance down at his shoes, which were covered in a Mickey Mouse pattern. I knew in that moment we had no future together. We hung out a couple more times and had sex in his car before it fizzled out. Sweet Sam, hope he's doing okay. Sincerely, a huge fan of your stand-up and the podcast.
Wait. The guy's married, though, right?
No, she just thought that.
Wait, who was the woman?
The woman found his phone after he died. Fallen, probably.
Wait, she picks up and again. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused.
What's your first worst date story?
Wait a second, though. I'm just trying to figure this out. A girl, I pick up and wait.
So a girl called her phone.
Oh, got you.
And she hung up thinking it was a wife or something.
Okay.
And then was like, no, I'm going
to
call back.
So I guess Sam got so fucked up that he tried to like go throw up in the street probably, or something, and then tripped. And
yeah.
Man, that reminds me of the story when we saw that guy fall and hit his head.
I know. What's your first worst date story?
You kind of have to fuck him at that point.
No, you don't.
No?
I would have parted ways after that.
I like that she was like over it, over the Mickey Mouse shoes.
Yeah.
Covered in a Mickey Mouse. Is that the blood that was covered up? Anyhow, what's my worst first date story? I don't know.
Was it when you got arrested? Didn't you get arrested on a first date?
Oh, yeah. That was probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got arrested. I was speeding on a jet ski to Manatee Zone. I got a ticket. Then I took a girl out like 6 months later. And when I'm dropping her off, the cop runs my plate and said, "Did you not pay your ticket? You owe $80. You have a warrant out for your arrest." And my date didn't really speak any English, so I had him tell her in Spanish that I was a good guy, that I'm not a murderer. And she threw the keys. And I was like, man, this girl loves manatees. And then I was in jail with like 2 badass guys who were like, one guy's like, "I'm in for fighting." The other guy's like, "I've murdered a guy." And they're like, "What about you?" And I was like, fuck, I was speeding really fast in a jet ski in the Manatee Zone. I'm like, dude, these guys are going to fucking murder me and rape me. I was so scared. And the guy looks at me and he goes, "Yamaha or Kawasaki?" He asked me what kind of jet ski it was. And I was like, fuck, if I get it wrong, I'm dead. And I go, "Yamaha." And he goes, "That's a good ski."
Oh my God.
Like, we bonded over it being a Yamaha.
Ridiculous.
And I was like, fine. Like, after that, we were just like kind of laughing about it. Like, I don't know. I mean, who knows? If I said Kawasaki, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
God.
Yeah, I'd probably still be in the slammer, you know, like a badass.
Yeah.
Why was your worst first date?
I don't know. Honestly, like, probably just a guy that, like, we went on a date, and he was, like, really weird. Like, he just was, he wasn't like really weird. We just weren't compatible. Let's put it that way. We were just like in different things. And I just was like, he was a nice guy. And so we'd had an appetizer and then I like a drink. And then I think I was like, okay, well, like the person, you know, the waiter comes up and it's
the
like,
what?
Waiter.
The waiter.
Comes up and like asks if we want our checks. And I race to be like, because I know I'm not going to see this guy again. I race to be like, oh, yeah, we'll take two separate checks. And she walks away and he goes, yeah, you didn't think I was going to pay for you, did you? And I go, no, I don't really expect you to do that. Like, just like such a weird thing to say after I'd asked for two checks. And it was just so like, oh, God, he just sucked. And then when our date was over, he messaged me. I never gave him my phone number. It was when I was on Hinge. He messaged me and was like, that was a great night. Like, I hope we can get together again. And I just like unmatched him. I was like, wow, we were on two very different dates.
So I got arrested and almost murdered and raped. You had to split a bill.
And some guy didn't want to buy my truffle fries. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Which like if.
No, I get it. If it were I like a guy. It. I get it. Like, I think it sucks.
I bet if it were you, you would have been like, no, we'll take one check. Like.
Yeah. Or I just.
That's kind of like a good test. Well, part of me was like, I'm not going to see this guy again. He doesn't need to buy my truffle fries. Like, I'm literally going to ghost him after this. But like you. I knew I wanted to see you again, so I did kind of like let you take the lead and just get the check, and then mm-hmm. I can offer to pay, like pull out my card, and then you were like, no, like I got this. It's on me.
Yeah, speaking of that, you owe me 15 bucks for that falafel. No, I think like the next date though or something, you did something in a way where you paid that made me like, it does mean a lot when a girl at least offers. Or the second time, even if it's like a lunch date, even if it's like way cheap, even
I think I bought your coffee, maybe.
Yeah, you bought coffee or something, and I was like, okay, that's cool. That makes me think like, oh, she's thinking outside herself. She actually like she knows this is cheaper than the next date. No.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. After that, you're like, I've been looking at some French restaurants. Weird. And you're like, can I get two orders? Yeah. That's where we ended up. But anyhow, I just remember it being easy, that part of it being easy. Mm-hmm. And because I've been on dates where it's like the girl doesn't even fucking say thank you.
Yikes. I still say thank you.
And I'll say thank you. Yeah, I think it's just polite. Yeah. Like the idea that you just expect someone to fucking spend $80 and you don't even know them and you're not fucking being that in tune to the date. To not even say thank you.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I remember just like waiting on a thank you and being like, what?
That
like,
alone would make me not want to see them again.
Yeah. And what happened? Yeah. I fucking, yeah. Anyhow, that was Puddles. That was a great pod. Great job, babe.
You too.
Anyways, go watch the show. Welcome home, Nikki Glaser. See me put my tongue out of my mouth. There'll be more episodes, I think, every Sunday. And I will be doing shows in Pennsylvania and Mount Clair, New Jersey this weekend. If you go to andrewcollincomedy.com, you can get tickets to the show. And if you want a facial, you can just get in. Or you want to plug it? You can plug it.
Yeah. If you want a facial, you can go to Aurora Medical Spa.
In St. Louis, there's two locations, De Pere and Chesterfield.
DM me and I can help you set something up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, happy to get you a hookup in terms of like...
I'm getting a facial there tomorrow.
Coupon or something.
They do a good job. They make this fucking face look all right.
Yeah, Aurora Medical Spa. Actually, speaking of, to tie those two together,
mm-hmm.
My boss was got her hair done and her hairdresser said... This is so weird, but I saw this comedian I follow posted a picture of his girlfriend and she has a pop socket on the back of her phone in the picture that is Aurora's symbol. And she said, does she happen to work there? And my boss was like, oh yeah, that's Brenna. Like that's, yeah, she works there. So Aurora Medical Spa, this is the logo.
She get a discount off the haircut?
No, but...
Did she say she liked the comedian a little bit? maybe.
Yeah, she follows you. So shout out to her.
Yeah.
If you listen, Popsocket, that's some really great branding right there. If you can recognize that from, she saw a photo of it on your Instagram of me, like when we were in the car and you posted a picture when I was holding my phone up like this.
Yeah. Pretty famous, so, huh?
It's pretty cool.
Pretty fucking famous.
Yeah.
Whatever. I also got free boots from TaylorStitch.com. Anyhow.
Yep, it's Andrew's new identity for the next 3 weeks before he moves on to something else.
All right, thanks for listening. And Brenna. Brenna.
Andrew.
Have a great week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Jesus. Jesus.
Bye.
Bye now. Puddles.
Everybody now, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.